الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Ça fait de l'eau formalisée. Kind of stretching the rules. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
إن شاء الله باقي دعاؤں کے بعد درس حدیث ہوگا. Inshallah, for the remaining dua, dars of hadith will take place. Another announcement. Alhamdulillah, we have got another pallet of water. So we need some volunteers who can help to take the water next door garden, inshallah. Jazakumullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالاسحار هم يستغفرون وروي عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن في الليل لساعة لا يوافقها رجل مسلم يسأل الله تعالى خيرا من أمر الدنيا والآخرة إلا أعطاه إياه وذلك كل ليلة رواه مسلم رحمة الله عليه. The last hadith of this chapter, Babu Fadli Qiyam al-Layl, the chapter of the virtues of standing in Qiyam al-Layl, the virtues of the Tahajjud prayer. Kanu qalilan min al-layl ma yahjoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the very close servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very less remain on the beds during the nights. It means that they remain standing in Qiyam, in Tahajjud prayers. And further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So during the night, they would stand in Tahajjud prayer, and when the time of Fajr was about to come, so they will engage in istighfar. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So during the very close time towards Fajr Salah, so they would engage in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we understand is that those people, those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are very close to Allah, despite them engaging in Tahajjud prayer, despite them giving that sacrifice of remaining away from the beds, when the time of the Fajr would come, they would regret. They would regret of that they could not worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. مَعَبَدَنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. That it is not within our capacity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. So, when the person has this thought, then the person would engage in istighfar. Our scenario, our attitude is the other way around. Hum karte hai bahut kam, magar batate hai bahut ziyada. And our akabirin, salafus salihin, their attitude was all the other way around. They would do much, but when the time would come, they would spend in istighfar. It comes about Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she would spend the night in tahajjud prayer. However, when the adhan would come, when the caller would call for adhan, so she would say to the knights, that what had happened to you that you have become very short? What had happened to you that you have become short? It means that she wanted to live for the night to remain for a bit longer, so she could stand in Qiyamul Layl in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wabil asharihu yastaghfirun. Istighfar is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many benefits are been written behind istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, man lazim al istighfara, the person who hold fast of istighfar, the person will get many benefits. Man lazim al istighfara ja'ala Allahu min kulli dhikim makhraja. When a person feels difficulties in his worldly affairs. So by doing so, by doing repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create way out for him from that particular task. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِكٍ مَخْرَجًا. When a person feels that there is no way out for this, the task has become very difficult, and a person does not understand, how shall I come out from this? And then he holds fast of istighfar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make way out for that person from this calamity or from this difficulty. And further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجًا. The person who has going through grief, the person who is going through depression, anxiety. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمِّنْ فَرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give relief from this kind of illness, from this kind of worries. Constant worry of, for example, for a father, that his son has become rebellious. Or between husband and wife, the worry of the relationship is not working properly. And many other things for the employer, for his employees, and for the employees, for his employers. Sometimes very easy things become very difficult. And person keep worrying. And he understands that, what should I do with this? He gives up. So the barakah of the istighfar is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his hum, all his worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant relief for the person from his worries. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارَ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيكٍ مَخْرَجَ وَمِنْ هَمٍّ فَرَجَ وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The time you're going through, that everyone is complaining about the sustenance, that the thing has become very expensive, and we cannot afford the bills nowadays. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant sustenance to that person as well. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. From those kind of avenue from where from he hasn't even thought about it. So istighfar is very important. On our daily practice, we should add istighfar in our daily practice. Our mashayikh, they encourage us that a person should recite istighfar 100 times a day. 100 times a day. Astaghfirullah min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. It comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do istighfar 70 times per day. Muhaddithin, they have said 70 means in abundance. It's not just the number of 70. It's not the figure of 70. When the number of 70 would come in the Arabic language, it means in abundance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being ma'soom, being given the maqam mahmood. Despite this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in istighfar. And the hadith related to this ayah is that narrated by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّ فِي اللَّيْلِ لَسَاعَةً. Indeed, during the night, there is a time. There is occasion during the night. لَا يُوَافِقُهَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ. A person does not get that time. يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَيْرًا مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. During that night, a person does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness related to the matter of this dunya wal-akhirah, إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ إِيَّهُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that particular things to this person. وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ. وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ. And this sa'ah, this occasion, it's not just for a specific night, it's for all the nights. It's for all the nights. So this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that during the night, there is one specific time, occasion. And if you see the different narrations, we will come to understand that this comes more during the last third of the night. Last third of the night. So, لا يوافقها رجل. رجل means men. So the woman could say, so it's just for the men's, and what have you got in this hadith? So muhaddithin, they have said that normally men's are those ones who strive during the night. So this is the encouragement for women as well. When the men can't do this, so the women, they could all, they have all, they should also stand for tahajjud prayer, and they should also look for this specific time. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. The competitors, those who are trying to compete for the hereafter, whether they are male or female, in this kind of task they should compete. In this kind of thing they should strive. So this is open for both. It does not mean it's just for the men, it's also for the women as well. So if a mom or a sister or a daughter, they stand up for the tahajjud prayer and they also get this opportunity to find this specific time during the night, and they ask for anything related to the world and akhirah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that things to them. So if you see the word over here, yas'alullahu ta'ala khayran. Khayran means goodness of this world and akhirah. So what muhaddithin they have written is that if a person by accident he asks something which is not, it does not befit that person's, it does not fulfill a person's needs, whether that is related to his dunya or akhirah. Shar means evil things. By accident, if someone asks something and that is evil for that person, is harmful for his dunya and for his akhirah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not grant that things to him. Is only related to the good things. So this is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we ask something which was harmful for us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that we asking for that, He did not grant that things to us, because He knows that this thing is very detrimental for us. Another meaning of this is that we ask many things in the world, but it seems that we are not being given that things to us. We ask for example, I want £1,000, or I want this and that, and it seems that our dua is not being accepted. So one of the way of acceptance is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that very particular thing is being given to that person is very well. And the number two, the second way of acceptance is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of you giving you these particular things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would save you from a calamity that you will be facing in this world, some evilness that you will be going through. So instead you get something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from an evil action that you will face in this world. And the third one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neither give you that particular things, nor will save you from kind of calamities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save this dua for you in the hereafter. When the believers on the day of Qiyamah will say the blessings and the rewards for the duas not being accepted, they will wish that, I wish all my duas were not accepted in the world, so I could get all the rewards here in the hereafter. Illa atahu iyyahu wa dhalika kulla laylatin, and that continues all the nights. So we talking about the nights before Ramadan. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has made another chapter of Babu Fadl Qiyam Laylatil Qadri wa Bayani Arja Layaliha, the chapter of the virtue of standing during Laylatul Qadr and so. So this is related to our normal days outside of the month of Ramadan. If a person stands outside of the month of Ramadan, he will get all his blessings. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, yeah, he has mentioned few incidents, not incidents, some particular things about this ayah. Tatajafa junubuhum, not this, sorry. Wa bil asharihum yastaghfirun. Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un, that they would remain away from the beds. So a very great pious person, ruwiya an rajulin min al-azd, qala kuntu la anamu al-layla fanimtu fi akhir al-layl. This person, he says that I was amongst those people who would remain away from my bed and engage in tahajjud prayers. But for that particular night, I fell asleep. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشَابَيْنِ أَحْسَنَ مَا رَأَيْتُ وَمَعَهُمَا حُلَلٌ. When I fell asleep, I saw two youngsters. And these two youngsters, they looking was the best way I could even imagine. مَا رَأَيْتُ And within them they had two clothing, two suits of clothes. فَوَقَفَا عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسَلِّنْ وَقَصَوَاهُ حُلَّةٌ. So these two youngsters, they stood up and they give these two particular, this suit of clothing to those people who were performing salah. ثُمَّ انْتَهَيَا إِلَىٰ النِّيَامِ فَلَمْ يَكْسُوَاهُمَا. And then they came back to those people who were sleeping and they were deprived from these blessings. فَقُلْتُ لَهُمَا. So I said to this person, to these two youngsters, أَكْسُوَانِي مِنْ حُلَلِكُمَ هَذَا. So why do you deprive me from these two suit of clothing? فَقَالَ لِي. They said to me, إِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ حُلَّةِ لِبَاسٍ إِنَّمَا هِيَ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ يَحُلُّ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. So in the answer they said that you see these are pair of clothing, but they are not pair of clothing. These are the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are be given for those people who stand during the qiyam. قَالَ حَدَّثَنِي صَاحِبٌ. Another incident that a person said to me, قَالَ فَبَيْنَمْ أَنَا نَائِمٌ ذَاتَ لَيْلَةٍ, while one was sleeping during the night, إِذْ مُثِّلَ لِلْقِيَامَةِ. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a person to make aware about particular action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him see something about the hereafter, about different things. So our neglectful eyes open and we become more alert for that particular thing. So regarding these, the Qiyamul Layl, some incident has been mentioned that a person saw the day of Qiyamah. فَنَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَقْوَامٍ مِّنْ إِخْوَانِي قَدْ أَضَاءَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. So this particular person saw the day that the day of Qiyamah took place, and he saw some of his friends, and the state of the friend was that their face was brightened. وَأَشْرَقَتْ أَلْوَانُهُ. And some of them, their body become very bright as well. وَعَلَيْهِمُ الْحُلَلُ مِنْ دُونَ الْأَخْلَائِكِ. And he saw that, alhamdulillah, they were wearing some kind of clothing which was not normal ones. The one that we know we wear in this world. فَقُلْتُ مَا بَالَ هَوْلَى الْمُكْتَسَوُونَ وَالنَّاسُ غُرَاتٌ. So this person said that what had happened to you, that you are wearing, your face is very bright, your body is brightening, and you are wearing very specific kind of clothing, and other people, they are naked. It comes in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that people will be resurrected while they will be without clothing. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, she said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if this is even possible, that people will see the bodies, the aura on the day of Qiyamah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the incident and the fact of the day of Qiyamah will be so severe that people wouldn't even have the chance to see people's bodies as well. People will be worrying in their own things, that what will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah. So this person saw that their friends, they had very bright faces, and they had, the body was brightening as well, and some of them, they were wearing very specific kind of clothing, and some of them, they were naked. So they asked, what is going on here? وَوُجُوهُمْ مُشْرِكَةٌ وَوُجُوهُ النَّاسِ مُغْبِرَةٌ. And he saw that some people's faces was very bright, and some people, they had some kind of dust on their faces. فَقَالَ لِي قَائِلٌ. So someone said to me, الَّذِينَ رَأَيْتَهُمْ مُكْتَسَوُونَ فَهُمُ الْمُسَلُّونَ بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ. You know those people who you just saw that they are wearing some kind of specific clothing, they are those people who used to stand for salah during Adhan and Iqamah. وَالَّذِينَ وُجُوهُمْ مُشْرِكَةٌ فَأَصْحَابُ السَّحْرِ وَالتَّهَجُّدِ. And those people whose face are brightened out of Noor, so these are those people who used to perform tahajjud prayer and they would do istighfar during the night. قَالَ وَرَأَيْتُ أَقْوَامًا عَلَى النَّجَائِبِ. Beside these two people, I saw a group of people on a corner. فَقُلْتُ مَا بَعْلَ هَؤُلَاءِ رُكْبَانٌ وَالنَّاسُ مَشَاتٌ حُفَاتًا. So these people who were around on the corner, some of them, they were riding some specific kind of riding. And some of them, they were just standing with barefoot. So فقلت so what was this فقال لي هؤلاء الذين قاموا على اقدامهم تقربا لله تعالى فاعطاهم الله تعالى بذلك خير الثواب. Those people who used to stand in day of in tahajjud prayer in this world, and they would ask forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they stood up for a long time in salah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on day of qiyamah will not make them stand by themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them some kind of things on them, on top of them they will write, so they can rest. And those people are those one who used to beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first one who had a specific kind of clothing, they were those people who used to perform salah between iqama, adhan and iqama. And those people whose phrase was very bright are those people who used to perform tahajjud salah. And these people who were given the specific kind of writings are those people who used to beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not only just perform salah, tahajjud salah, however, they would just focus in asking forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this chapter, what we learn from this chapter is that we should spend some portion of the night in tahajjud prayer. As it has got many benefits, as we just go over all the benefits which was mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, the next chapter will be about standing during tahajjud salah, but during the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned the very famous surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. So what does Laylatul Qadr mean? The meaning of Qadr. What are the benefits of if a person who stands in during this night? And why this surah was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the many ahadith, different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this topic, inshallah, will be discussed further. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to bring this ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to stand in Qiyamul Layl and engage ourselves in istighfar. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim bi rahmatika ya rahmat rahim.